Merging with Shiva, Lesson 166, The Five States of Mind. Observing the great vastness of the mind, we can draw another conclusion and say that there are five states of mind: conscious, subconscious, sub-subconscious, sub-superconscious, and superconscious. The first state is the conscious mind, in which we perform our daily routines. When awareness is in the conscious mind, we are externalized. This means we take our direction mainly from memory of past experiences, from other people, from newspapers, magazines, radio, television, or our emotions. The average man is aware in the conscious mind from the time he awakens in the morning until he falls asleep at night. That's what makes him average. Only when he becomes mystically inclined does he become consciously aware of some of the other four states. The second state is the subconscious mind, the grand storehouse and computer of man. It faithfully registers all thoughts and feelings that pass through the conscious state, whether correct or incorrect, whether positive or negative. It registers them and acts or reacts accordingly. The sub-subconscious, the third state of mind, is a conglomeration of the various actions and reactions that we have experienced in daily life. It is a subtle state composed of two or more vibrations of experience which mingle and form a third vibration. We have an experience, we react to it. Later we have a similar experience, we react to that. These two reactions merge in the subconscious, causing a hybrid reaction that lives with us many, many years. The fourth state is the sub-superconscious mind. Deep, refined, and powerful. It filters intuitive flashes from the superconscious mind through the subconscious grid work. There are times when you want very much to find a clear answer from within yourself. However, being aware in the conscious mind predominantly, awareness is cut off from direct contact with the superconscious. So you begin to ask questions of yourself. These questions are registered in the subconscious. The subconscious, like a well-programmed computer, begins to search for the right answer from the superconscious mind. Then, all of a sudden, you know the answer from the inside out. The superconscious is the fifth state of the mind. Within it is one world within another world, and yet another. All mystical phenomena and deep religious experiences come from the superconscious. It is the mind of light, beautiful and vast. When one is superconsciously alive, he feels joyously alive throughout the totality of his being, physically, emotionally, and mentally. For new energies are working through his nerve system. This state of the mind is available to everyone to be aware in. The superconscious is the mind of bliss. It is vast, pure intelligence. The sub-superconscious mind is that aspect of the superconscious functioning through established subconscious patterns. As we learn to identify these states one from another, we also become more sensitive, like the artist who learns to observe depth, color, and dimension within a beautiful painting. His sense of enjoyment is far superior to that of the average man who simply sees the paintings as a nice picture. Having no appreciation of the intricacies of color, depth, movement, and technique,